In Chinese kitchens, steaming is more frequently used to make staple food than dishes. Bao zi is one kind of Chinese staple. It's a kind of dumpling stuffed with various ingredients. The stuffing should be properly steamed, and at the same time, making sure that the wrapping does not collapse. Yangzhou is the birthplace of Huaiyang cuisine. It's one of the most important regional cuisines. Yangzhou baozi is delicate, delicious, and juicy. If it's the first time you try Yangzhou baozi, you'd better be careful with its juicy filling. 25 years after his departure, 72-year-old Zhu Chenglong returned to Yangzhou from Japan. Now he's back in the familiar Ye Chun tea house, enjoying a cup of tea with some old friends. During the morning tea time, besides baozi, there must also be a plate of boiled bean curd shreds on the table. Despite its ordinary appearance, the dish is in fact quite a demanding one as a representative of Huaiyang cuisine. Here, we shall see yet another secret in Chinese kitchens. That of the control of knives. Tofu has developed a variety of forms since it was invented by the Chinese 2,000 years ago. White bean curds of high quality are fine and solid and not vulnerable. But even so, it is by no means easy to cut a piece of white bean curd into hundreds of shreds. Knife control is important, but not the most. Something more crucial is the control of heart. If you cut your finger, nothing unusual. Every apprentice does when he tries to use a knife for the first time. The hundreds of bean curd shreds are now stretching themselves out in the water, shaking off some of the bitterness and getting ready to be wrapped by the fine tastes of chicken broth and various fresh ingredients. Each shred absorbs characteristics of all of the materials and becomes a vessel of nutrition and wonderful tastes.